You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Do you sleep? Are you depressed? I don't mean to sound like a pharmaceutical commercial. You need this drug. No, no, you don't. You don't need it, but boy, oh boy, they're promoting some drugs and they're revealing some things today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We are going to do that. But first and foremost, do you know how the news becomes the news? Do you know how press releases from the government sometimes are reported everywhere all of a sudden? Do you think that there's an agenda behind that? Well, yes, we're going to cover issues of sleep. We'll cover issues, even men. Hey, prostate, run, hide your prostate, men. Robots. Robots are coming after your prostate. And that's another thing on tap a little later. But we need to talk about antidepressants as well as sleep issues a little later today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But first, the issue of how the news becomes the news. Now, there's a really cool blog that was listed under the food safety under grist.org. Very nice perspective here revealed on something that I've known for many years, and this is a great opportunity to let loose on it. Anybody out there drink real milk? Raw milk! Raw milk. And it's funny, raw spelled backwards is war. And as you know, your government here in America, those of you listening here in the United States, believe, well, they must be at war with you, or Amish farmers, people who don't want to drink pasteurized milk. They've declared war on us all! Well, this past weekend, I don't know if you heard about it. I didn't cover it yet, but this is the time to do it. The FDA put out a press release stating that it had epidemiological evidence connecting three, count them, one, two, three illnesses from Campylobacter to raw milk distributed in North Carolina. Now, when they say distributed, they don't tell you that this was a private farm with three people that decided to buy it privately off the market, not technically distributed in the way you'd say, oh, well, it's in all of these supermarkets around the world. Pull them and withdraw. We got a recall. It was a very minor thing. But beyond that, you know, I always am surprised that we don't get more of these, quite honestly. It's like they want to attack raw milk. All they have to do is say, hey, it's causing the flu. And then they can ban it. But they really have to work hard to make the reference or stretch the point that raw milk is harmful, because it really isn't when it's done right. Now, the consumers obtain the milk, as I said, via private food club, and they arrange these deliveries, right? A lot of people have to go, like, underground. You've got to sign a release that, you know, this raw milk is not for human consumption. You can only feed it to your animals. Yeah, we're a bunch of children to the government. And this is, again, in South Carolina, where the raw milk can be legally sold, and in North Carolina, where they can't. How are you feeling there in North Carolina? You're a bunch of kids there. You're not allowed to buy raw milk there. A couple of things were notable about the press release. And this is, by the way, the man's name is David Gumpert. I'm trying to see if we can get him on the air. Very good coverage of this. But the press release was issued on a Saturday, which is interesting. On a slow news weekend, when it would have the maximum impact possibly. Yeah, possible. You know, it's like if you're a news editor and you decide, well, what are we going to publish on our news site and our paper or whatever? What are we going to report on a radio or TV show? Not much going on. Oh, look, the FDA put out a press release on raw milk danger. And so when that happens, just as they predict, it gets picked up, and then the meme is moved forward that raw milk is dangerous. And then they utilized PR Newswire. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with PR Newswire, but they're a very expensive service. very large, and they do news release. Anybody wants to pay them. They're actually, they've got price listed here. I've got the blog link listed as well. $715 for the first 400 words, $195 for each additional 100 words, or $2,470 to issue the release, that $2,470 to release. This is taxpayer dollars. We need the whole nation to know that raw milk sold in South Carolina to unsuspecting, you know, North Carolinians, right? They took advantage of you. South Carolina's on the attack. The cows are coming for you. And so they spent $2,470 taxpayer dollars on a Saturday just to issue a release that three people who are engaged in a private buying club from a private cow, from a private farmer, had been sickened, evidently. I'm not even sure if this is legit, but that's what they're claiming. The FDA spokesperson says they have a contract with the PR Newswire, so they might have a little discount off of that price that was listed. Now, you may ask why it took so many words to just say, hey, a few people, three people may have been harmed by Campylobacter from raw milk. Why does it take 1,214 words to say that? Well, the FDA had to add a little bit of, you know, salt in the wound, if we call it that. They want to make sure that we know how dangerous raw milk is. So they actually put this quote in there. Proponents of drinking raw milk often claim that raw milk is more nutritious than pasteurized milk, and that raw milk is inherently antimicrobial, thus making pasteurization unnecessary. Now, this quote continues. I'm going to continue it in just a moment here. But I want you to know the sentence I'm about to read to you from the FDA says all you need to know about how incompetent and idiotic, moronic, and perhaps stupid these FDA bureaucrats are if they really believe this line. If they don't, of course, they're just criminal, or maybe all of the above. Here it is. There is no meaningful nutritional difference between pasteurized and raw milk. And raw milk does not contain compounds that will kill harmful bacteria. Oh, good Lord, you idiots at the FDA. How much more obvious does this need to be? No meaningful nutritional differences. Yes, destroy certain vitamins through pasteurization. No, we don't acknowledge that that's real. We're the FDA. It's not real. We say so. And of course, then they say, well, it doesn't contain compounds that will kill harmful bacteria. Now, actually, it does, but that's another story. The very bacteria themselves that are present in raw, real milk is what defends against the very microbes that are tend to be found in pasteurized milk when it's contaminated. Because there's nothing to protect the pasteurized milk once they wipe everything out. And of course, by the way, I've mentioned this before, but in milk, all mammal milk, goat milk, cow milk, human breast milk, there is a measurable quantity of silver, which, by the way, is something that kills harmful bacteria. Now, that's beside the point. It's just another aspect of their numb-nuttedness there at FDA to make such, well, basically to lie like that in this press release so that they can continue the illusion of the sheeple that don't understand that real milk is raw milk and it's the only healthy milk to drink. Now, again, we got the slow news weekend in the summer. We got the big time PR news agency to make sure it's going to get placed and picked up by the old media. And a lot of newspapers did pick it up, and even television stations. I suppose you're getting wind that this is why so many are distrustful of the old media, because they basically read press releases. They basically parrot the press releases of government agencies or large multinational corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state. Particularly the PR agencies on Madison Avenue, very adept at this. They basically get hired out by Big Pharma to tout some disease, to create some disease like restless leg syndrome, which is nutrient deficiency, and convert it into the belief system of the American people that it really is evidence of a drug that is lacking. I mean, basically, it's evidence of the lack of a particular drug that they're coming out with. And very often, these PR agencies will produce the entire, what they call the B-roll, underneath the script that they write for everybody to read in the news and then believe. So basically, you may not realize this, but if you still watch the evening news, and I know many of you that read natural news, you don't need to. That's why you're here listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Oh, and by the way, I want to welcome Patrick Timpone to the family here at Natural News Radio. Patrick's an old dear friend of mine. He's a wonderful man, and I hope you'll give his show a listen. He's the calm version of me, or more. Or maybe I'm the wild, hopped up, organic, homeopathic, steroidal version of him. I don't know. But in either case, I'm super glad to have Patrick Timpone on with us here on Natural News Radio. Remember, sign up at naturalnewsradio.com for your email alerts. You'll be up to speed on what's going on the Robert Scott Bell Show each day here, as well as, of course, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355 if you ever have a question or a comment. In addition, of course, robertscottbell.com, great place to go for the updates as well. So anyway, back to the news, or back to the creation of the news, the fake news. That's what it is. That's why my buddy John Rappaport says no more fake news, because all the other stuff is fake news out there. Basically, these PR agencies are hired by Big Pharma, or in this case, the FDA just says, hey, just write this up, or we'll write it up for you, because we have our own internal PR agency. Yes, and it's paid for by taxpayers. And we want to attack taxpayers with our money. That's the thing about this. You are being attacked by your own money. Your own energy is being used against you. Your own labor is being used against you. Do you understand? That is another form of the definition of slavery. Slavery did not end after the Civil War. Lincoln may have freed some of the slaves, but created all of us into forms of slaves that would be more subtle and, I guess, less offensive, perhaps. And I think all slavery is offensive. Economic, of course, is the worst, because it really is, all of it is about economics. What can you produce for me for free? Whether it was a skin color or pigmentation issue in the past. Heck, I mean, if you go back to the dawn of slavery throughout human history, it didn't matter whether you were white or black or brown or red. Everybody enslaved everybody at any point in time in history, which is not to excuse anybody who does it. That isn't the point at all. It's just the reality that slavery is much more than we have been told in our government indoctrination center history books. That is why we cover the news in a different way here. And why? How did I get from raw milk attacks to slavery? This is what we do on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You just got to come along for the ride. And of course, I know sometimes Don's scrambling to keep up there, but I'm glad to have him on board as well. So as they create the news this way, and we get back to the idea of how they did this in regards to the attack on raw milk in this specific instance, it begs the question, sort of kind of begs the question anyway in my mind, what about other things? I mean, did they do this with other foodborne illnesses that are not from raw milk, who they are assaulting and attacking all the time, doing secret renditions of cows or farmers, the Amish farmers and things? Do they? Well, there are hundreds of foodborne illnesses every year outbreaking. And it could be, you know, as in the blog here, he references tainted sausages to church breakfasts, right? It could be a church breakfast. Why don't they go, warning everybody at church, you're going to be poisoned at the next breakfast. How about bad pastries in big-time bakeries, right? Contaminated melons, right? Where are those weekend Saturday inclusions in the PR networks, huh? But the FDA, of course, continues to say there's nothing unusual about what we do, of course, because we do it all the time. That's why it's not unusual for you. And the food contamination in North Carolina was big news. Why? Well, we know why. They want to address this in such a way that they can still, well, hold on to the illusion that raw milk is dangerous and that pasteurized milk is superior and safer. Of course, if the FDA says it, the opposite is true, as you know from listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show here. We've got a lot to do today, including a discussion of the insomnia. What are the drugs that they're coming out with, and what are the natural ways we can address it safely, right? How about that? And depression, news about antidepressants. Not surprising to me, won't be surprising to you, but we have to reveal it, because they're probably not going to cover it in the same way the PR press releases are going to cover the raw milk story, which in my mind is actually a non-story when you look deeper to it. I'll talk a little bit more about that on the other side of this break. Remember, 866-939-BELL is the number. RobertScottBell.com is the website. And we're coming right back with more healing after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey! Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness. And the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
It really is fascinating once you see how the news is made and how these government bureaucrats, the bureaucratic oligarchy, are trying to foment your, I say revolution, perhaps, raw milk revolution, but they're really trying to make you think. Literally implant the thoughts that, you know, a war is peace, right? Capitalism or freedom is dangerous. And these are the kind of things that happen not by accident. It's not like, oh, it just fell out of the sky that way. I mean, they literally think about these things. To add those statements or those words, if you will, to their press release was very well thought out for a very specific reason. Also, it's important to note that the FDA doesn't tend to issue press releases in cases in which the threat from illnesses is thought to have passed, which this had. I mean, here it is. It just releases it. The thing had happened over a month ago. It's done. It's over with. Why do you release it? Oh, we've got to release it on a Saturday. It happened a month ago. Is anybody else at risk? No. Oh, well, we better get the word out then. What kind of numbnut thing is that? So why would the FDA feel compelled to get the word out far and wide about a relatively small, locally confined outbreak of foodborne illness that, for all practical purposes, ended a month earlier? That's a good question here he asks at the blog, and it's absolutely important to ask that question because we know the bias against freedom, against food freedom, against farm freedom, and they will do anything they can do to taint the name of organic or raw or pasture-fed, and they will say they will lie to you to try and convince you that what they're saying is true. They have no gumption about telling lies. They will tell you lies. What was that song? Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies. This is tell me lies, tell me pasteurized milk lies. And that's coming from your FDA. For which, by the way, did I mention that they're taking your money and using it against you? I did? Oh, okay. Well, just making sure I drive that point home, okay? So you understand that you're participating in this as long as you're feeding the beast. I know it's an uncomfortable thing to wake up and realize, but then again, your money has been used, what, to sting an Amish farmer after a full year of people that were not complaining, no one was injured or hurt. There was no microbial contamination complaints about the Amish farmer, but they are so desperate to keep you away from raw milk that they'll lie, cheat, steal, beg, borrow, criminalize things that aren't criminal. By the way, the FDA is also a target of a lawsuit filed by the Farm-to-Consumer Legal Defense Fund, which challenges the legality of the FDA's ban on interstate sales of raw milk. We'll see how far that goes. And again, why I encourage you to learn more about the 10th Amendment to the Constitution and the 10th Amendment Center and the Nullify Now events coming up. I remind you, August 20th, KC, not in the Sunshine Band, KC in the Nullification Now Band. Yeah, Nullify Now in Kansas City coming up August 20th. I'll be one of the keynotes along with Tom Woods. It's going to be a great, great time. So what makes the FDA's press release, as we conclude here with this story, that this last weekend especially ironic is that FDA warnings about raw milk seem to spur sales. This is it. The good news is that every time they do this, the opposite happens. You're on to them. They say raw milk is bad. More people learn about raw milk and how good it is, and more people go out and buy it. So FDA, you just keep it on up. You keep putting out misinformation about raw milk, and we'll keep drinking it, and we'll keep drinking more of it. Thank you very much, FDA. I raise a nice, tall, cold glass of raw milk to you as we, go to sleep. No, it's just the beginning of the show, but I know some of you out there are having trouble sleeping. It's just the nature of being devoid of nature in our culture. Maybe not you, because you listen to the show, you read Natural News. Again, I come back to you, I get to your credit. But many people are struggling with an issue such that is so basic. I mean, if I think about this, it's like, dude, one of the first things we learn how to do as children is sleep. We don't even have to learn. We just come out of the womb, we know how to sleep. Yes, some of us will scream and cry a little bit on the way out, but sleeping is not that difficult. It's not that hard, is it? But it seems that in our culture, sleeping has become, well, a disease, a lack thereof, of course. Now, there are a lot of reasons that this has happened, but there's certainly a lot of reasons or a lot of things that we can do to counteract the difficulty of something that should be so natural and normal that you don't even have to think about it. It's not even as hard as tying your shoes. Man, how far have we digressed or regressed, unprogressed, reverted, reversed? I don't know what the word is here. How far have we gone away from nature that we actually as adults have to figure out, gee, man, I just don't know how to sleep. It doesn't happen, or it's not long enough. Along those lines, I mean, I just think about the absurdities of things. It's just I can't help it. That's the way my mind works. But if we are going to look at the reasons that sleep is a difficult thing to do as an adult, we also got to look at the news as to the ideas that they have to how to help us. So before I go into how to really solve the sleep issue without big drug and big pharma, we should go to the Wall Street Journal. Yeah, they're always good for a snooze, aren't they? Actually, they have some good stories sometimes, and this one's pretty interesting. Pharmaceutical companies hope to trump sedatives in search for new sleep drug. Now, at first when I read that, I thought, oh, Donald Trump's getting into sleep medications or new ways to put people to sleep. I mean, his shows are not, well, I won't go into that. A little tiring at this point, but several pharmaceutical companies evidently are working on new approaches to treat insomnia. Now, the compounds are meant to work a little differently than current sleep aids, such as Ambien and Lunesta. Now, I've talked about these over the years, and remember the Lunesta butterfly? You know, there were reports. Don, you remember this? There were reports of kids going into doctor's office, like they're seeing their pediatrician with their mom and dad, and then they actually just blur out, hey, doc, can I have some Lunesta? I mean, they're actually asking the doc, because, you know, in the commercial it says, ask your doctor about Lunesta. And there was this beautiful little butterfly, because kids...
Looks like Tinkerbell or something flying around, right?
Yeah. And you know, kids, you know, as I started this, launch into this idea of sleep, you know, how absurd it is that adults have to learn how to sleep again. I mean, it's the easiest thing in the world to do. We don't have to learn as kids. What happens? We forgot. We become adults. What do I get bar mitzvahed and I forget how to sleep? What's going on here?
And I don't know.
Yeah, so now they want to, you know, trade up and try to change the way they're doing it because, you know, the Ambien, the Lunestas of the world, yeah, a lot of risk, and a lot of people are waking up to see that they're not so, let's say, safe. So what
waking
are they
up to see? I like that.
Yeah,
where's my rim shot here?
That's right. Unintentional, okay. But there it is. Waking up to see the dangers of the sleep drugs. There, you know, we're talking about night terror, sleepwalking, other psychotic episodes, hallucinations.
There were stories that I saw where people actually got in the car and were driving. Yep. And they were asleep. They didn't realize, and they woke up, and they crashed into a telephone pole or something.
Yeah, exactly. This is the kind of craziness that it is. Now, I remember this one story, Don, when I was working with a good friend of mine now for a number of years. But when he came to work at a place I was consulting, and when he first started, he didn't really know much about natural health or anything, but had to learn. And he could not sleep. In fact, he was on Ambien when I met him. And he wanted, and I said, I looked at him with that funny look that I can give people that are on drugs. and I said, what, are you nuts? He's like, what? I can't sleep. Ambien helped me sleep. I said, you want to sleep? He said, yes, I want to sleep. You want to not do it with drugs? Yeah, I'd rather not do the drugs. So I said, all right, let's look at your liver. It's your liver. He's like looking at me now wide-eyed. What the heck is this? I mean, the first time he ever hears something like that is like, I want to sleep. What do I care about my liver? I said, your liver is more active or attempting to be so while you're asleep, while you're in regenerative cycles overnight. And I said, look, all we need to do is restore the function of that lovely organ of yours that is not working and watch the sleep return. You'll be sleeping like a baby very soon. Now, I'm thinking couple of weeks, right? This guy's green off the pharmaceutical farm, okay? Mm-hmm. And so I get him on an Ayurvedic herbal type formula, a little selenium, you know, basically simple stuff, nothing complicated. And I'm telling you, within, I don't know, 3 days, the guy's sleeping like a baby through the night on no drugs.
Nice.
and of course, it became that launch point for him to be a changed man. Suddenly, it's like, oh my gosh, this guy's crazy. He's amazing. It's like, no, it's not about me. It's about your liver. And, you know, that was the point of it, how simple this can be. Now, why I say this is because so many people, Don, honestly, they suffer from what I call liver congestion. Liver congestion is not really acknowledged in the official, let's say, Western medical pharmaceutical circles. You know, you don't go in to your gastro guy that does liver stuff and say, Doc, I think my liver's congested. He'll look at you and go, huh? Well, let me take a liver test. Let's see if their enzymes elevated. And by the time you have liver enzymes elevated, you know, you got some other problems that are could be pretty serious. You may be on, you know, an acne drug like Accutane, right? We talk about some of these drugs that say, well, if you're on this drug, you have to be tested every month for liver, you know, liver enzymes.
Because maybe that's a sign you shouldn't be on the drug, right?
I would be thinking.
You would think, yeah.
But, you know, vanity knows no limits. I mean, I don't want acne. I'm willing to risk my liver not to have acne. But again, we come back to that. The liver's the reason why you probably have acne, because it's so toxic and your body is so desperate to throw the poisons out. So what I'm saying is, on the overnight issue, we have the liver is in discord. It's just not fun. It's trying. It's struggling. And it's very disruptive to the sleep cycle when your liver can't do what it's designed by God to do. And so, part of the process of learning how to sleep again as an adult, I'm an adult, I don't know how to sleep. I'm not making fun of you insomniacs out there. Okay, maybe a little bit, but I feel for you. I mean, I know what it's like not to sleep just because, well, we have children. And if you remember in the early days, nobody slept. Of course, my wife was upset with me if I slept at all because she didn't ever get to sleep. And that's just, you husbands out there and wives, you know what I'm talking about if you're parents. But beyond that kind of disruption, we're talking about some genuine physiological issues. Now, if there are other issues like emotional and mental, sometimes you just can't shut your mind down. Have you ever had that problem, Don, going to bed and it's like you're just too wired?
Constantly.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. You know, you just had too much on my mind. Now, that's not necessarily a physiological issue, but it plays itself out on the physiology where you just can't slow down. Now, sometimes in that case, I don't know if you've ever done this, but if you've ever gone out at middle of the night and you just go out for a run or just something stupid like crazy, I'm just going to exercise. And then you've shaken off that nervous energy, and then then you're able to sleep. Sometimes that's the issue. Sometimes it's the issue that, quite honestly, most Americans in the West have a job. We sit down, you know, like a lot of my days here, I'm sitting down in the studio. We're researching these things. We're recording these things. We're going live. We're doing all kinds of crazy stuff. But we're not really heavily active. And that alone, you know, we're not wearing ourselves out. There's another aspect to not being tired enough. That's another part of this. Don, I don't know how you do it. You know, you're inside most of the time, you know, in studio all the time. I'd be going nuts. I do. In fact, sometimes I just have to step out, and I don't do it enough. But then, like, in the middle of the day sometimes, I'm just like, no, I'm going boxing. I've got to get rid of this mental energy, and I feel so much better. I can come back and get some things done.
Yeah, you know, I could probably, if I spent a little more time doing some physical activity than sitting on my butt in a studio, I would probably be able to alleviate some of those problems for me. But you're right, though. There have been times I'll even sometimes get that restless leg or restless arm type feeling thing that will keep me awake. And I've found I could just sit there and do some push-ups or something and, you know, just get the, you know, like we were kids, let's get the wiggles out, right?
Yes.
And it definitely does work.
The wiggles, I remember them from Australia. The wiggles, my kids used to love that. Now we need a sit on your butt-sizer. You know that would help for those of us that have to do that a lot. But in this case, Merck and Company, oh good, don't get murked again. We've said is investigating a compound that interferes with the activity of orexin, a chemical in the brain that produces alertness. Oh, okay. So basically, they want to monkey with your brain chemistry again. It wasn't enough. Ambien, Lunesta. What kind of horrific things are we going to find out when they're messing with alertness activity chemicals, right? Now, this is also interesting because Somoxin Pharmaceuticals launched, what do they call it, Selinor, a drug that blocks histamine receptors. Now, what does this sound like to you? Do you know about antihistamines?
I have used them in the past.
Right. Now, these are allergy medicines. We talk about hyperhistaminic responses due to allergies. What do they always say when you take an antihistamine? Do not operate what? Heavy machinery. That's right.
Yes.
Don't operate heavy machinery. So what they're saying is, like, we'll just relabel antihistamines or histamine blockers as sleep aids because it makes you drowsy. You see how this game is played. They're going to just, you know, recirculate the drugs like this. And, of course, all the side effects associated with it, never addressing the underlying problems. If we need a drug, Don, to go to sleep, doesn't anybody sit back and look at that and go, is that weird? We just can't sleep. We need a toxic chemical in our body so we can go to sleep.
No, and they're always messing with things. You know, you were talking about the histamine receptors. They're also looking at the serotonin receptors.
Oh,
and you start messing around with the serotonin receptors, now you're really starting to mess with something that can really have a drastic effect on you.
Yep. And I'll add one more thing because we've gone long in this segment before we go to break. Other disruptors to sleep cycles include hypoglycemia, which, as you know, is due to the lack of the chromium, the GTF chromium we talk about. So that also you can call up Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com at 866-424-1077. He'll plug in. And between those two, you'll nail a lot of it. There are other things as well. I don't have time to go into all of them, but if you have a question on it, call me at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. When we come back from this break, it is time to break in to the antidepressants and what to do after you're off of them. Big news on that front after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams inviting you to check out naturalnews.tv. This is a video site, a video community website that's been called the YouTube of the natural health community. It's pretty cool there. You can upload videos, share them, view other people's videos. Right now we're serving over 1.2 million video views a month. We've got a personal health transformation video contest on the site. We've got recipes, superfoods, lectures, interviews, anti-cancer information, diabetes information. I mean, it is just loaded with great videos, how-to videos, knowledge, wisdom, everything you need to know to pursue a natural health lifestyle. Oh, and it's also got a bunch of cool freedom videos from Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura as well, because we are a freedom-oriented natural health website, kind of a health freedom website. Check it out at naturalnews.tv. Again, that's naturalnews.tv.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Got a question for Robert? Call now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Did you know that your hormones can be rejuvenated without cancer-causing hormone replacement, including bioidentical HRT? This is Dr. Teresa Dale inviting you to take action with my natural homeopathic formulas. Get relief and balance back into your life. My formulas help heal a variety of health conditions, including menopause or low T. You know you have the power to heal your body and mind, and yes, my system and products will help you do that. They have been proven with thousands of people in before and after saliva tests. You can actually get a saliva test sent to you today, or just start using our formulas for optimal wellness. Learn more at wellnesscenter.net or naturalhealingpro.com, and you can always give us a call at 800-219-1261.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime. Yeah!
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you have the summertime blues? If you do, we've got your solutions to that. I hope you don't. I hope you're getting out and getting enough sunshine. But the depression issue is a year-round issue. It's not just the wintertime blues. The summertime blues are happening for some people. And there's a fascinating new story out, Don, off of Medical News Today. Oh, my gosh. They're only confirming what we've been saying, what we've been talking about right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show for how many years? Taking SSRI drugs does not solve the problem. In fact, it masks it to such a degree that if you ever think you ever want to even try to come off of these dangerous psychiatric medications, guess what? You're going to find out the same problem you had to begin with is going to come back with a vengeance. Patients who use antidepressants are much more likely to suffer relapses of major depression than those who use no medication at all. This concludes a McMaster researcher. Don, are you surprised about this at all?
I'm not, but let's try something here. Now, we've been working together for going on 7 years here, and I've learned a lot from you. So let's do a test here and see if I can figure this out as to why this is happening. He's taking antidepressants.
Yes.
And since he's not dealing with the actual cause of the depression,
yes,
when you stop taking the drugs,
yes,
then the depression comes back. And not only that, but you're also having to deal with the withdrawal and the symptoms of stopping the medicine.
Yeah, get that man a prize.
Get a prize? Yay!
Yeah. He is smarter than most psychiatric doctors that I've ever met. Right there, Don, in the producer seat, you have now got a doctorate of some kind. I don't know in what.
And it's, you know, the thing is it seems so obvious, you know, but most people don't understand. They just think that the pill is going to cure the problem. But in reality, all it's doing is just putting a Band-Aid on it so that you're, you know, if you take that route, you are basically stuck on taking that drug for the rest of your life, which I think might be a little bit of a tactic with Big Pharma, huh?
Well, when you get a decryption key? Right? You suddenly can see through. Like you said, it's plain as day now. And you relate that, having not a medical background or any kind of thing like that, except hanging out with me for a while. You begin to have that key to unlock the secret code that now you're like, dude, I see. That's so clear. How did we not see it? It's like in my life when I woke up to these things, like, dude, how did I not see that? And everybody has these light bulb moments not a CFL mercury light bulb moment. We'll go with an incandescent or an LED if there are some safe ones there. But this is what we're talking about here. And, you know, I've got some of the nastiest hate mail over the years, and I haven't got a lot of it, I'll be honest. I mean, it comes occasionally. But the nastiest ones have been when I have just laid into the SSRIs and antidepressant psychiatric medicines, because you'll get these indignant moms who said, well, my son was helped by the SSRI drug. And Don, you know me, I haven't ever called for the banning of it, and I want the freedom of every family to choose, you know, have the choice, have the ability to choose it. But don't be under the mistaken impression that that drug is actually curing your son. Because as the study here shows, and we've got it linked up at robertscadbell.com, and if you get the news notes through naturalnewsradio.com, put your emails up there and you will get that every day, and you'll see this story. They're confirming exactly what we've known here for many years. That you put somebody on the medications, they may or may not have a good result, but even if they have a good result, they're stuck for life. If they come off of the drug, it is a dangerous game of playing. How do we reduce it so that we do it safe enough that the patient doesn't kill him or herself? Because of the dramatic shifts in brain chemistry by messing, as you said last time, with the serotonin levels in the brain, which, you know, they want to monkey with in terms of insomnia drugs now.
Yeah, well, you know, there's so many people that think that if the symptoms go away, that means that the problem has gone away. And that's just it's just the mind think of the general population. I think people just become so accustomed to take a pill, symptoms go away, problem solved. And they don't understand that dealing with the underlying cause is really the way that you're supposed to go, because that's just not talked about. You don't see that on TV. You don't see it on the commercials. You know, everything is about taking a pill to take care of the symptom.
Well, and if you think I'm just making it up again, listen to this quote from one of the docs here. He says, we found that the more these drugs affect serotonin and other neurotransmitters in your brain, and that's what they're supposed to do, the greater your risk of relapse once you stop taking them. So this is the permanent drugging of somebody who has other problems, not even necessarily brain chemistry problems as far as the source of their real issue. All these drugs do, and I continue with the quote, is reduce symptoms probably to some degree in the short term. The trick is what happens in the long term. Yeah, some trick, huh? Our results suggest that when you try to go off the drugs, depression will bounce back. This can leave people stuck in a cycle where they need to keep, what did I say? Taking antidepressant drugs to prevent a return of symptoms. Permanent drugging. So the moms that are happy, and I'm happy for them, that they've got their kids in control or something's, you know, the same time recognize that the long-term solution is not what you've done. And in fact, we've got to look at the real issues. When we talk about depression, yes, there can be truly emotional traumas that can trigger these things, but more than likely they're triggered by nutrient deficiencies that are more than likely triggered by metal toxicity, particularly heavy metal toxicity, lead, mercury, cadmium, arsenic, aluminum, all of these things that deplete selenium levels in the brain and elsewhere so that we cannot produce any more of the glutathione to detoxify the cells. And when the cells are toxic and sick and they can't do their job, it is a very depressing thing. We've also talked about, again, the chromium presence or lack thereof in the body. And then at that point, we can't deliver the sugars, the simple nutrients that we basically provide energy. And the brain, boy, it needs and it uses a lot of energy. So if you don't have the chromium molecules in your body, you'll go hypoglycemic as well. And that is also a precursor or an actual starting point for this brain chemistry thing and potential depression or anger or frustration, and we've talked about the weaving in and out of all of those things. So when moms, you know, God bless you moms that are out there trying to help your kids, when you tell me, we tried everything, Robert, and I always ask them, did you try to change the diet? Well, no, not really. Did you detox any heavy metals? No, not really. Did you work with some specific amino acids? No, I didn't do that. How about some homeopathic medicine like sepia? No, we didn't do that either. Well, how the heck did you try everything? Well, we tried everything our doctor said. Okay. There you go.
And you know, actually, Robert, something interesting about this story, if as you continue on, you discover that the psychologist, Paul Andrews, mm-hmm. is actually kind of bucking the system that most of the psychologists and psychiatrists the path that they follow. He says that he believes that depression may actually be a natural and beneficial state in which the brain is working to cope with stress.
Mm-hmm.
So this is actually one of those rare occasions where a psychologist actually kind of understands that, you know, perhaps that depression is truly not a disorder,
yeah,
as most of the clinicians and the majority of the psychiatric establishment believe.
That, yeah, it's a very keen insight by this Dr. Andrews, and I respect him for that as well. And, you know, I've talked about the drugging of all human emotion, right? It's not normal anymore for kids to have emotions, because if they do, oh my gosh, little Johnny's a little out of sorts. We can't have that in our classroom. And there it leads.
And it's the same with adults. What do they do? You know, if they're going through a grieving period, or they're going through, you know, they lost their job or something that, they don't want to feel.
Right.
And all they have to do is go to the doctor and say, hey, you know, I'm feeling this way. And the doc can say, hey, here, let me give you this. Let me screw with your brain chemistry. And now you're not going to feel anything anymore. And they think, now I've solved my depression.
Now, I don't know if you remember the show I did with Liam Sheff. He was on again yesterday. It was great having him. When we talked about it, he lost a dear friend, a very close loved one. And we were on the air. And he was very candid about the depression, if you will, the anger, the trauma, all of those things. Even, you know, talking in suicidal language yet. These were the grieving processes in the body, and this psychologist acknowledged that this is a way we cope with this kind of stress, and it's a normal part of life and living, and we tend to shut it down. And Dr. Bitar says this with Advanced Medicine Monday. It's like pulling out the warning light, just disconnecting the button. You know, it's like this is what an SSRI drug may be doing. In fact, you can't cope and you can't deal with what you're dealing with, or I mean, there's nobody else that understands or is willing to just listen. Sometimes it's a matter of just listening to somebody.
Absolutely. Well, know, like I said, it's just that we've become a society that, you know, feels like all we have to do is just create a situation where we don't have to feel anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't matter what you're self-medicating with, whether it's an antidepressant or it's drugs or alcohol or something like that, that is going to make the problem go away. But, however, you wake up the next morning, that problem's still going to be
sure.
There.
And however, what I'd say here is that if you utilize substances unapproved by government, you're probably better off, honestly, what we've seen here. These are disastrous, devastating drugs, these antidepressants. And this doc comes to this conclusion that further, I respect him immensely. Just as the body uses fever to fight infection. Oh my gosh, you mean fever? We don't need to kill it either, squash it? He believes the brain may also be using, as you said, depression to fight unusual stress. And another aspect to this I've talked about, you know, if you feel alone in the universe, right? You feel like I'm the only one that has this problem. Or let's just say you don't know why you're here. Who hasn't gone into a state of, why, Lord, why am I here? What am I here for, right? I'm suffering, whatever. And that's a normal part of life. And I think it's a healthy thing to question, make these questions. You know, it's part of the process, hopefully, of discovering why you're here, who you are, why you're here, that kind of thing. And it's depressing not to know that. I mean, it's occasionally we'll wave through those things. But if you're in a permanent state of, I have no idea who I am or why I'm here, you know, that would be a pretty normal thing to feel a bit depressed about that. And how
Absolutely.
Do we? How does our society in the West here cope with that? Drugs. We can't have you talk. I mean, that puts us out of sorts. We can't cope with the realities of existence. Of course, maybe you can find help in your church or something like that, and that's cool too. But if you're not, you're lost. I mean, that alone will lead you perhaps to the arms of Big Pharma, and that's what, you know, we're trying to, you know, wait. It's a wake up call. And this article here that we're linking to is certainly, you know, acknowledging something that we've been talking about on the air for so many years: greater risk of relapse in patients who use antidepressants. You know, and one of the greatest ways we can overcome depression is just to play. Let's play. Don, let's play. When we come back from this break, we're just going to play. Okay? We got the great news. We're all going to play. We're going to find out how great it is to play and not be depressed after the break, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stay with us.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams inviting you to check out naturalnews.tv. This is a video site, a video community website that's been called the YouTube of the natural health community. It's pretty cool there. You can upload videos, share them, view other people's videos. Right now, we're serving over 1.2 million video views a month. We've got a personal health transformation video contest on the site. We've got recipes, superfoods, lectures, interviews, anti-cancer information, diabetes information. I mean, it is just loaded with great videos, how-to videos, knowledge, wisdom, everything you need to know to pursue a natural health lifestyle. Oh, and it's also got a bunch of cool freedom videos from Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura as well, because we are a freedom-oriented natural health website, kind of a health freedom website. Check it out at naturalnews.tv. Again, that's naturalnews.tv.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
The Robert Scott the Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Are the kids all right? Are you all right? Yes, I said we were going to play this segment. Of course, one of the greatest ways to unload a little depression is get out there and play. Let's go to the playground. My kids love the playground, Don. They're out there. They're climbing the monkey bars. You know, they're just going
upside. You let your kids climb the monkey bars?
Absolutely. They're climbing. They're getting on top of them.
What if they fall?
What if they fall?
They could break an arm or something.
Well, I mean, but they
I wouldn't let my kids climb them.
But they put shock absorbers. You notice this on all the playgrounds now? I mean, they're rubber floors or whatever, recycled tires. But yeah, they're doing that. They're going on swings. They're going really high on swings. Sometimes they're actually
they can't go on. You let your kids go on the swing? That is so irresponsible, Robert. Well,
I used to go on a swing when
what
I was
if
a little.
They let go and they go flying through the air.
Now you're such a killjoy, Don. Why are you being? Oh, I know why. It's this article.
I'm calling Children's Services. This is not okay.
You're safety obsessed. That's it. No, Don. I mean, yeah, he's bringing up a good point. I want you to hear this story, everybody, because this is if you have kids, you may know what I'm talking about. The safety obsession on playgrounds. Is it spoiling our children? Is it spoiling our children's fun? Is it leading to depressed children? They don't want to play on the playground. Why should we play on a playground? We can't even get a bruise. There's no scrapes allowed. The kids are not all right under this current guideline because the safety standards are so ludicrous. I know somebody's going to call me and go, yo, you just don't care about kids. I have kids. You know, this is part of the learning process. We climb the trees like we're a bunch of yard apes.
Absolutely.
You know, we climb trees, didn't we, Don?
Well,
you climbed
Robert,
trees?
I know, I'm assuming maybe your childhood was similar to mine.
Yeah.
How did we learn about gravity?
Oh, good Lord. How many things did I fall off of and out of?
When I was climbing over the fence and slipped and fell on my head?
Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
Oh, look, gravity. That's how you learn these things.
Well, you know, we have sometimes overprotective parents. You hear about them. They freak out at every movement. We don't want them to get any dings. And, you know, but like I said, just like you said, the way the kids will learn is by, well, how do they learn about hot? They burnt themselves, quite honestly.
Exactly.
And then, you know,
yeah.
You can't tell them what hot is. They have to learn it. And we're not saying throw them off of the high bars. That's not what we're saying. But under normal circumstances, this is part of the development of children. But current safety standards, according to this came from ABC's Good Morning America, the standards are veering public playgrounds toward benign realm of soft and cushy. Sharp edges are covered. Jungle gyms and monkey bars are miniaturized so they can jump over them with hardly a jump. And they
do pull-ups on the foot-high monkey bar.
Right. Well, you have to lay down and kind of reach for the bar. Wait, no, you can't even get under the bar. It's so low. But they have the shock-absorbent wood chips and rubber mats. I mean, Donna, do you remember making ramps so you can like jump with your bike?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
I must have had road rash on every part of my body.
We were all little Evel Knievel wannabes.
Absolutely.
Remember that? And so I do remember just busting bad off of my bike, coming home all scraped up and bloody. You know, my parents weren't free. What happened? Well, I made a ramp and I went over it. Money. But, you know, this is part of the thing that was a normal rite of passage. Now, back when we were kids, I don't even think we wore seat belts initially. They only had, in the early childhood, I remember, there weren't car seats for children. You just held your kid in there. And I'm not saying that there aren't genuine advances in safety and consciousness. That's not it. But you wonder how any of us survived childhood based on the safety measures that they take at playgrounds.
Did you wear a helmet when you rode your bike?
Never.
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 There was no such thing back then for kids.
No. Like I said, the thing is, there's consciousness that moves forward, and there are safety guidelines that do make rational sense. I'm not arguing against all of that. But the killjoy concept of a lot of these playgrounds where they become basically, why don't you put your kid in a rubber room, okay? Inflate some balls, they can throw them around, and that's about
just,
it.
Just wrap them up in bubble wrap.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. The bubble wrap children. And, you know, this and those were the days before we knew anything about Arnica, Montana, right? I mean, who knew about that? And now if you got kids and you don't have Arnica, Montana, and like some Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel, because we grew up on Neosporin, right? Or, you know, we always had the petrochemicals, Neosporin, right? Now we know right. We don't need that. We have other things we can go to, herbs, botanicals, all of that. And we'll get by. And my kids, they get bruised and dinged and banged up, and they bounce off of it and go on. And some kids, they do break a bone. I mean, how many kids got out of childhood without breaking a bone? Did you ever break a bone in childhood, Don? Did you get out of it without it?
I did.
Yeah.
It wasn't an outside plane, though. It was kind of a weird thing. I was in the house climbing on the bathroom sink and slipped and broke my collarbone. So
wow.
I don't know if that counts.
But. Well, no, that was a playground.
Now that was my playground at the time, obviously.
Yes, and now if that happened, Child Protective Services would have come and taken you away from your family.
That's right. And we know, actually, that's an interesting thing that I think that part of the reason, and probably a major reason, that it's almost impossible to find a playground that has a seesaw or a jungle gym anymore is because of the lawsuits.
Yeah.
That if a kid goes onto a playground and they're playing on the seesaw and they fall off and they hurt themselves, we've become such a litigious society that, you know, people are getting sued. And so, you know, what they've done is they've taken the playgrounds and they've turned them into, you know, I don't even know. How would you describe a playground that really doesn't have stuff for kids to play on in the way that they would like to, or that would be good for them to learn,
sure,
you know, and develop and become physically fit.
Well, so if you think playgrounds are too safe or too dangerous, let us know. 866-939-BELL. Also, the Facebook comments are astonishing, Don. They are overwhelming me how many people are commenting on some of the things we're covering here right on the social network. So that's fun, too. Also, you can email right on or post something up at robertscottbell.com. So there's some cool stuff happening. Look, we got a lot more healing to go, a lot more great stories to cover. Who knows what surprises we have for you next hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But you got to stay tuned, stay with us. And as always, just a real quick breather, I'll remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
72% of America is obese or overweight. Heart disease, cancer, and diabetes are at all-time highs. America is sick, fat, and confused. Hi, I'm Kevin Brown, author of The Liberation Diet. I'd like to personally invite you to join me for a 4-week intensive course called Liberation Wellness for Life. In this course, you'll learn the truth about how to use real food to lose weight without sacrificing good taste or nutrition. Come on. Summer's just around the corner. You can lose weight with real foods. Think it can't be done? Listen to a few satisfied customers.
I would absolutely recommend Kevin's program to people who are serious about their own success, serious about their own good health, and serious about improving the quality of their life.
Join me for this very special online event. Go to liberationwellness.com and click the online class link. Mention Natural News Radio and receive a $20 discount. That's liberationwellness.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Woke up the morning, I was all alone. Saw your picture by the telephone. I was missing you.
Good old Stevie Ray Vaughan helps us kick off this hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show, talking about his telephone. Telephone, huh? What's that? You can be careful with your telephone today. If you have the wrong app, you might get a visit from the FDA team. I'm not kidding. Just dawned on me, Don. The FDA team might be coming to you, a telephone service center near you. It could be your bedroom. Who knows? Your phone's sitting by there. Stevie Ray singing about it. What's the picture that they see? Is he looking at his iPhone?
Well, I think maybe the picture sitting by the telephone is a picture of his iPhone that he used to have because the FDA team confiscated it.
Yeah, it's a picture of the iPhone with the FDA team behind it, you know, grabbing his iPhone. It's like, what are you talking about, Robert? What are you talking about?
This is a crazy story.
If you have the wrong app on your phone, you could be carrying around an unapproved new medical device. Maybe it's a new drug, they'll say. Unapproved for the uses prescribed in it, and it's kind of like you'll be that renegade cherry farmer who knows that cherry juice can counteract gout and arthritis. But if you have the wrong app, look out. You may get a visit from the FDA. Mobile medical apps supervision by FDA. Agency is seeking input. Don, now I've heard it all, and I'm not surprised. But here we are. They want to eradicate supplements. They want to eradicate, you know, anything that's natural and not approved by them. Now they're going after the apps because you know what the apps are doing? The apps are actually giving medical information. Is your phone unlicensed? Do you have a phone that's, wow, your phone could be a criminal. Your phone could be practicing medicine without a license, Don. Look out. Hide that phone. We're going to have like phone sanctuaries. You know, iPhone app or Droid app sanctuaries, hide the phone. It's like, you know, not to make light of the Diary of Anne Frank, but do you have a secret room in your house you can keep your phone? If it has the wrong kind of medical app on it, oh, man, busted. And the TSA, man, they're going to find it. If you go on a trip, they're going to frisk you till they find that app. We know that app is in there somewhere. Bend over, sir.
Yeah, it's amazing that, you know, all of the different apps that are available on the iPhones, that they do have some that help people maintain a healthy body weight, keep an eye on their calorie consumption. They even have apps that allow physicians to see a patient's imaging scan. So it's amazing the different apps that are available out there for the smartphones. But basically what happens here is that if people are using these apps on the phone, they're not regulated. You know, and you know how the FDA is. They've got to regulate everything and anything that they can get their hands on.
Yes.
That they can, you know, try and find some kind of a technicality where they can try and make some money off of it. And
if you're
walking around with an iPhone that has an app on it that is helping you regulate, you know, your blood sugar or, you know, looking at your blood pressure or something like that, they want to try and get a piece of that now.
Sure. Hey, well, you know, where's Dick Durbin, right, on this one? I don't know. But, you know, the thing is, these apps are actually quite handy. I like the fact that we're bringing the power to the people. You know that. Bringing it in, letting you know all of these things, but actually having it handy for you. I mean, we can't rely on these doctors. The doctors are leaving the medical profession because of so much government intervention, whether it be Obamacare or that which preceded it. But, of course, the FDA is going to say, you know how they always say, we're really not interested in everyone, right? We're just going to, you know, go on a few. It's kind of like the Patriot Act. We're not going to use this against
our own American citizens. This is just to get the bad guys, the foreign terrorists, and come to find out. Like, you know, when I interviewed Rand Paul, he was asking the FBI, how many times has the Patriot Act been used to surveil an American, right? That without, you know, the Fourth Amendment protections, without a warrant, without a judge signing off on it, these secret renditions, who knows what's happening? So the FDA is saying it would like to just focus on a certain number of apps and will not become involved in regulating apps for consumer use. Yeah, right. Don't hold your breath on that one. Now, they recognize...
I don't know. I think the apps are going to have that same disclaimer that the supplement companies have to use.
You know what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to write an app that detects whenever an FDA agent is present so that it can kind of, you know, camouflage the app that they want to ban from your phone. They'll confiscate your phone. Can we do that?
You have a special key like they make with the games so your boss can't see you're playing games. You just hit F11 and it makes it turn into a Microsoft spreadsheet or something.
Do we have any computer programmers out there in the Robert Scott Bell Show audience can help us out on that? We need an app to detect FDA agents, I'd say, a mile away? Or is that too much? I mean, I think the technology is there.
I think that's a great idea.
You know, the one thing I would suggest, if we can send FDA agents over to Fukushima to clean up the radiation there, then we all have mobile Geiger counters when they come back so that when it starts clicking heavily, you'll know an FDA agent is present. And I'm not a guy that wants to expose people to radiation, but the fact is, if they're attacking our freedom to know what to do, to know how to heal, to have access to supplements, to drink raw milk, to me, they're acting subhuman at that point. Oh, I'm just following orders. No, don't give me that. It's Nuremberg. That's Nazi Germany stuff. And we have become such a fascist police state that even the Democrats who are supposedly for the little people, they're not turning anything but a blind eye to Dick Durbin's attack on supplements as well. Just, you know, as an expansion of this thought form. It annoys me. And as I said, I'm an equal opportunity offender because the Republicans on their watch have just allowed this Patriot Act to continue. Even though we have more standing up against it, it's still here. It's still here. And, you know, seemingly no end in sight, the fascist states of America at this point, where are we going to see the turnaround? If they're going after our iPhone and iPad and Droid apps because they're giving us information that bypasses the authoritarian regime of the FDA and the medical monopoly, I just hang it up. Where do we go?
You know what I was just thinking? Doesn't Natural News Radio have an iPhone app?
It does. It does.
Oh, man.
We do. Could we?
Which is probably the most beneficial iPhone app that you could possibly ever have for your health.
We'll have to talk about.
I don't know. Do we need to be worried about that?
We'll
now
have to talk to Mike about setting up the iPhone app offshore in an area where there's no FDA extradition.
The Cayman Islands or
yeah,
something.
Wherever it can be put. Let's put that app over there, right? You know, it's like, app-free Europe or app-free America. This is something that is just, it's frightening. We make light of it, but think about this. I mean, that anybody in America would accept this as a reasonable and responsible thing, that the federal authorities could come in and say, nope, you can't have that app. That gives you too much information. You might not use that information properly. Of course, they do it all the time outside of the realm of apps. With dietary supplements for which you're not allowed to know. For instance, I don't know if a lot of people know this, probably they do, but if you're in a health food store, and let's just say the person in the health food store happens to know that hawthorn berry, right, can prevent or reverse congestive heart failure, and they actually said that to you. It's not on the label, but they actually said it. They send in FDA agents to bust on these people. They actually entrap them. They want to find out. They'll put in an FDA agent. They'll send them into your health food store. Who pretends to be a sincere customer, scumbag of the earth who this person really is, that they'd come in and go, well, I have a heart condition. I'm on this, I'm on that. But they said, I heard that I could use hawthorn berry for a congestive heart failure. And they're trying to entrap the people to acknowledge that fact. Even though it's a fact, if you actually acknowledge it, they'll bust you up. They'll confiscate the products. They'll confiscate your store. That's, you know, that's the fascistic states of America in which we live. And Obama has done nothing to roll it back. He's ramped it up. You know, and I tried to give the guy a pass at first. Honestly, Don, remember when we were talking about him? I didn't have a lot of high hopes just because of what we know about the dichotomy between Republicans and Democrats and the establishment, how it's not really different. But, you know, the feel-good part of it is you got a guy with more pigment than any other president. All right, great. Now we feel better about it. But at the same point, isn't it more importantly what's on the inside and what you do with the information? as I said, we were equally hard on what Bush was doing too. But at this point, I don't have a lot of nice things to say. And Mom always said, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. Of course, there wouldn't be any talk radio if that were the case.
Yeah, you picked the wrong profession if that was going to be your philosophy.
But I think, I mean, I'm a nice guy. I am. I do many verbal tirades off,
you know,
on
what?
The breaks?
There's nothing wrong. I mean, you can be nice and still tell the truth. And that's what we do.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, do we have some fun? Do we mock and have some humor? Do we have anything personally against Barack Obama? No. His policy? Yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, as long as you can draw the line there, which a lot of talk show hosts are unable to do. But,
yeah, well, an anti-freedom agenda is an anti-freedom agenda. And, of course, if you don't see that the destruction of freedom is a problem for you, too, even if you're considered on that side of the political aisle, then I can't say much more, and I won't say anything more, because it won't be nice. You know, I got to be nice. I got to be happy. Maybe we can go play on a playground. Are there any that are still dangerous? That's the ones I want to use.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I need to check my BlackBerry and see what apps I have on here.
Oh, careful.
I'm
careful.
Worried now.
Wait, somebody's behind you. Is that? Oh, good. Thank God, it's just a family member.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Actually, I'm taking a second look, Don. That is an EPA agent at your back. Look out.
Oh,
the EPA's coming. They're probably checking to see that you have mercury in your light bulbs.
I hate all those acronyms.
Yeah, I know. But there's a story actually related to the EPA, I think. And it's like, what a bang-up job they've done. Did you see this, the Toxic 20?
That's quite the list. And yeah, when I saw this, I was thinking, you know, this would be a great thing for us to cover because there are, you know, our listeners are from everywhere.
Yep.
And I think some people may be surprised to find out that their state is on this list.
Yeah, you're right. The Natural Resources Defense Council, the Earth's Best Defense, NRDC, they're probably a lot better than the EPA at doing this. They put out a release just recently about the top 20 states as far as the toxic air states. And, yeah, the worst – wow, yeah, there are some surprising states on the list. Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Florida lead the list of the toxic 20 with the most toxic air pollution from power plants. Power plants. So, you know, this is an issue where we're talking about how we're producing our power being one of the most toxic as far as exhaust out into the atmosphere. Now, it's interesting here because for a long time, I also believed that nuclear was really good because it was considered clean energy. You weren't putting out a lot of nasty stuff. But now with the risk and the reality of what we're seeing with this, I you know, no longer can I say that's a good, you know, let's say a risk to take. Because when it goes bad, it goes horribly bad. It's not just about, I can't cough that out. So we're looking at...
There are probably some people in Japan that agree with you.
Yeah, I would say so. And also the people in Nebraska or the people at NC State out there outside of Raleigh. You know what they talked about, the water leaking, the radioactive water that was leaking. So these are very real issues. But residents of Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Florida live in states with the most toxic air pollution from coal and oil-fired power plants, according to analysis by the NRDC. Now, air pollution is something that has been around for a long time now, and how do we deal with it? Of course, we recognize that the toxic effects of pollutants coming in through the air, usually entering through the lungs, but also precipitate out through into the mouth as well to be brought into the body. And these toxins, of course, create inflammatory responses in the body as well. Of course, this inflammation would normally be counteracted by, let's say, normal metabolic pathways, cascades and such, but they also, in order for that to happen properly, need desperately to have the essential elements, the minerals, that facilitate these so-called chemical interactions to bind out these toxic pollutants. Now, it's not just Ohio and Pennsylvania and Florida. We've got on this list Kentucky, Maryland, Indiana, Michigan, West Virginia, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Alabama, Texas, Virginia, Tennessee, Missouri, Illinois, Wisconsin, New Hampshire, and Iowa. A lot of them in the South, as you heard there. And this is publicly available data in the EPA's toxic releases. They call this Toxic Release Inventory, TRI. The analysis is entitled Toxic Power, How Power Plants Contaminate Our Air and Our States. It was jointly released yesterday by the NRDC, or a couple of days ago, and the Physicians for Social Responsibility. Now, nearly in the findings, they say nearly half of all the toxic air pollution reported from industrial sources in the United States comes from coal-fired and oil-fired power plants. Again, our obsession with what they call fossil fuels. I've disputed sometimes if that's really the case, but regardless, we're talking about pulling things in the ground, combusting them. And just like the fuel in our bodies, when we combust them, burn them up, utilize them, there's waste products. Now we're talking about airborne waste that don't have a lot of great beneficial, let's say, impact on our bodies, and especially kids mostly hammered more than anybody else. Power plants are evidently the single largest industrial source of this toxic air pollution in 28 states and the District of Columbia. Now, it used to be, of course, remember the days in the 70s, they were talking heavily about acid rain. And, of course, they've improved some of the burning of these things. A lot of coal-fired plants have gotten a little better. But at the same time, we have some risks associated with being in love with such abundant electricity as it's produced today. And we have always been paying for it in the elevation of chronic inflammatory diseases, degradation diseases, neurological diseases. All of the things we talk about here compounded by now the air pollution that continues to persist. So what will we do? Knowing that the power plants are the worst, let's say, of the offenders here. Do we want to do without power? Do we want to go back to the so-called Stone Ages? Or do we, as Liam Sheff and I were talking about the other day, and we've talked a few times about this, promote the investigation into alternative sources of fuel, of energy? Of course, that upsets the cartels that do not want to relinquish their grasp on, it's like I said, if you control the flow of energy, you basically control the world. Much like if you control the water, you control the world, you control the food, you control the world. And in the case of if you're independent of energy, it's like you're living out in the woods or out in the jungle. You could care less about whether you have electricity or not because you're living in a different way. But those of us who have become accustomed to that might not be willing to give up on that too easily. But there are ways we can reduce consumption, no doubt. But beyond that, what are we willing to do? Power plants are the biggest industrial toxic air polluters in our country, putting children and families at risk by dumping deadly and dangerous poisons into the air we breathe. That's Dan Lashoff. He's a climate director at NRDC. Tougher standards are long overdue. Members of Congress who consider blocking toxic pollution safeguards should understand that this literally will cost American children and families their health and lives. Of course, this guy, he's an environmental guy. And look, we love the environment. I don't want to see it polluted. But do we really need to do it from the top down? Or can we reduce our consumption? But also, when you talk about harming the children, Dan, what about the government regulators that are blocking the knowledge, the awareness, and the access to the supplements, to the foods that can counteract this pollution, especially in children? People like Henry Waxman and Dick Durbin don't want us to know about these things because they believe you might do something that would harm you. If you took a supplement, forget it, nobody's dying from supplements. Are they dying from pollution? Certainly. Is there a role for regulating polluters? Perhaps, but if we had the ability to defend private property, we wouldn't need the EPA actually defending and enabling the polluters. These whole kind of cap and trade schemes. Nonsense. It's allowing more pollution while the poorest and smallest and most innovative companies are actually penalized by this. We do not need more of that kind of intervention. And by the way, if you're concerned about pollution, selenium. Among all the other things, we talk about sea vegetation. We talk about all the antioxidants that are necessary, ACE and beyond. But anything that reduces inflammation helps to bind out the toxins and detoxify the body, help the liver. That will help us counteract the stress that we have had for a long time since the dawn of the Industrial Revolution. The biggest concern, though, beyond that, is the NRC, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, who is not doing anything. They're whitewashing this nuclear issue. They don't want to give up on it. And it is going to be a much more dangerous scenario than perhaps even Fukushima if one of those disasters happens here in the United States. Men, are you listening? Because even more dangerous than that may be your urologist. You want to know what we're going to talk about next? Oh, you're going to have to stick around and find out why that may be the case after this.
Why do you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show?
Bravery and integrity is amazing, and it's much needed.
I love, love, love your show.
I love the show, like all the things that you're doing with Mike Adams and all the writers at Natural News.
To be quite frank with you, I think the show is the biggest breath of fresh air we've found.
Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
Run! Run! Everybody run! It's your urologist! Wait, wait. On second, that's not a urologist, that's a robot! It's
danger,
a robot.
Will Robinson. Danger.
It's a robot urologist, Don. I'm very concerned. I've joked often about the fact that if women were running the medical profession, they would be coming after men to take out their prostate, whether they needed their prostate removed or not, because the profession itself is so male-dominated that they've been basically coming after women's body parts for years, for decades, in fact. Now maybe turnabout is fair play, but who thought it would come in the guise of a robot? I guess guys are into gadgets, right? So they figured, here we go. Let's sell the urologist an expensive new toy, a robot to prostatectomy you.
Mr. Roboto is coming for your prostate.
Yes, men, run for the hills after Wisconsin. But this is interesting because the question here with this story, Don, is do robots drive up prostate surgeries? I was thinking, does it drive up somewhere else? Get that robot out of there. Oh, my gosh. Hello, nurse. All right. After Wisconsin hospitals acquired robotic surgery technology, the number of prostate removals they performed, what do you want to guess? They doubled or tripled, or did they go down? What did they do? Looks like
they
doubled.
Tripled?
Alex, they doubled. I'll take the daily double.
Yes,
the daily double just happened. In fact, they got this expensive new robotic surgery technology. People are surprised that the number of surgeries performed doubled within 3 months. Did suddenly at this hospital in Wisconsin, did suddenly they had all of these prostate cancers to come in? I mean, out of the blue? By contrast, the number of prostate surgeries stayed the same at hospitals that didn't purchase the new $2 million technology. Now,
so the hospitals that got the robotic, what are these things called again?
Do they have a name on it? Are they called Mr. Roboto? I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't.
Wait, they call him a Mr. Prostato.
But it's a robot. A robot that costs $2 million
yes.
plus more than $100,000 per year in maintenance.
$100,000 a year in maintenance. How are they going to get that back? Well, they better do a lot more surgeries.
Well, wait, whoa. Hold on now. Yes, what? That's got to be the answer, right?
What is
the
it?
The robot costs $2 million.
Yep.
It costs $100,000 per year to maintain it.
Right.
So they need to pay for that mm-hmm. by doing more prostate surgeries.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to pay for it by doing ovaryectomies. I mean, the thing is designed to remove the prostate of men. So it only is a self-fulfilling, well, this is the economic imperative. We've invested $2 million. We're investing $100,000 a year to keep this thing running. You better – it's kind of like, you know, the police policemen and policewomen, at the end of the month, they got to meet their quota. Suddenly they start writing tickets for anything and everything. It's like you're not getting up your quota. I mean, what do you expect is going to happen if you have a quota – now you've got this new machine. You've got to justify the investment. Now you're going to say, guy's coming in for a hangnail. Oh, while we take care of your hangnail, Mr. Smith, looks like your prostate's inflamed. We got this really cool toy over here. You won't feel a thing. And this is, I mean, where do you think this is going to go? Now, it brings to mind these questions about whether the doctors and the hospitals are recommending it because they have the equipment and they've got to use it. And you know, with the thing with prostate, and this is the good news for men out there, if you have, let's say they've given you the PSA test, and if it's Marge Simpson, she calls it the PTA test, right? But no, it's PSA, prostate-specific antigen, not prostate teacher antigen. The prostate-specific, and of course, we dismantled that whole thing. There's evidence now that shows that it's really a worthless test. If it indicates anything, I don't know. Maybe there's inflammation there. But the reality is that if men have problems with the prostate, and many men do as they age, now partly because they don't eat right, they don't have the right minerals, all the things we've talked about, detox, everything. All the same thing keeps coming up here. But prostate cancer itself moves so slowly, develops so slowly, Don, that if you did nothing, in most cases, you would die of something else. The cancer wouldn't kill you.
That's what I've heard. It's one of the slowest growing cancers that there are.
Right. So they have to convince these men that, oh my gosh, we got to get this robot on your prostate immediately. You're going to die. I mean, are they frightening these people into it? I talked to so many men over the years, and that's the game of fear. They don't tell you the other options that there are. Or a man will say, well, I tried saw palmetto, and that was it. Right. No, it's more complicated than just saw palmetto. So, and the lead author, Dr. Joan Neuner of the Medical College of Wisconsin, said, trying to be ahead of the curve is a human instinct. I guess, you know, they are investing in this and they got to justify it. I can't believe it's $100,000 per year for maintenance. I mean, what kind of new technology requires that kind of maintenance? That sounds like something like, I don't know, an old Fiat engine or something.
Yeah.
I mean, did they have the French build this thing? What would they do here?
Yeah, I don't know. And there's an interesting statistic on here where they say, and I don't know if this is in Wisconsin or if this is nationwide, it says there were 1,760 prostates removed in 2007 compared to 1,400 in 2002. And the interesting thing is that the increase was surprising because fewer men had prostate cancer in 2007.
So
yet
what,
there were more prostates removed.
What were they telling them then? Why did they tell them to remove their prostate? I mean, you know, if cancer's the big thing that they frighten you with. Well, let's see. You're old now. You don't need that body part, do you? Right? And I've joked about this. The body part removal service. It's drive-through, right? It used to be for women. Now it's for men. Come on up. Drive right through. We got the double drive-through here. We got the RR machine. Yep. You can do 2-for-1 today.
Neuner and farther down in the article says that they attribute the findings in part to patient demand, which was driven by aggressive marketing by the robot. Oh, not by the robot. Excuse me.
Marketing
of the robot by both manufacturers and hospitals. So I think it's like anything else. You know, it's marketing, it's advertising to, you know, get people to think that going in and getting your prostate removed by Mr. Roboto is something that you need to do.
Well, it shows you how gullible not only the women are because of their body part removals, but the men are equally gullible, you know, in this case. They're feared into it because they still worship at the Church of Biological Mysticism. And, you know, it's not a unique trait to women. Men are too, and they're basically sold a false system, if you will, a false belief system that they buy into, and so they're willing to have their prostates removed. Of course, men, my goodness, just like women, as I said, the body parts you were given by God, I could say it that way, for a reason. Don't be so quick to give up on them. Don't let them start pulling them out just like they pull out uteruses and ovaries. It's just not needed unless that it's payback, as I said, for the way that men have treated women in the medical profession in this way. Mm. But it's just so unnecessary in this. You know, we talked about the role of saw palmetto. There's pygium. These are herbs that are used this way. But selenium also, again, a very big deficiency in men with prostate problems, as well as the modified citrus pectin. MCP is also excellent at dealing with prostate issues. There are obviously some homeopathic remedies. You can use Sabal, which is the saw palmetto in homeopathic form. Cantharis is another one, and urinary tract issues. So there are a number of ways that men can go to chart their course differently, even if they have active prostate cancer, a lot of different ways before they can do radiation seeds. I mean, this is barbaric treatments, Don. You realize they put seeds of radioactive seeds in the prostate of men to kill the prostate. I mean, it's disgusting what medicine does. I think urologists, Don, should have to do their internship at basically Fukushima Hospital.
Yeah.
You know, just so they have a
great
taste
place
of their
to
own
learn,
medicine,
right? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's let them get a little radiated for once, right?
Exactly. I mean, this is the barbarism of modern medicine. Anyway, we got to take a break here. We're going to talk about some attacks on those that support health freedom in terms of supplement freedom as such that are happening out there in the world. The New York Times is making some nasty insinuations about the supplement industry and Orrin Hatch and the Alliance for Natural Health. And we've got to cover this story coming back after this on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hold that shrimp on the barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
Dr. Teresa Dale here with an urgent message for you. Are you seeking a natural solution for hormone balance? Do you now use any hormone replacement? Do you suffer from menopause or low T? Do you want results using safe, natural, and trusted products? We have thousands of test results proving the efficacy of our products. I created a proven homeopathic system and the only 5-element saliva test in the world used by thousands of health providers and now available to you. Did you know there are side effects to using bioidentical hormones in any HRT? Don't wait. Get my 5-element saliva test and get your hormones balanced. Don't risk cancer and other side effects. Call us. 800-219-1261. That's 800-219-1261. Or visit naturalhealingpro.com.
Got a question for Robert? Call now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
72% of America is obese or overweight. Heart disease, cancer, and diabetes are at all-time highs. America is sick, fat, and confused. Hi, I'm Kevin Brown, author of The Liberation Diet. I'd like to personally invite you to join me for a 4-week intensive course called Liberation Wellness for Life. In this course, you'll learn the truth about how to use real food to lose weight without sacrificing good taste or nutrition. Come on. Summer's just around the corner. You can lose weight with real foods. Think it can't be done? Listen to a few satisfied customers.
I would absolutely recommend Kevin's program to people who are serious about their own success, serious about their own good health, and serious about improving the quality of their life.
Join me for this very special online event. Go to liberationwellness.com and click the online class link. Mention Natural News Radio and receive a $20 discount. That's liberationwellness.com.
If we don't stay together, you've got yourself to blame. Cause there's one thing that I despise, it's your lies.
Willing to go where the truth takes him, here's Robert.
Oh, those lies that the New York Times tells us. Oh, boy. Yes, the mainstream old pharmaceutically conflicted media strikes again. And this time strikes at the heart of the supplement industry. And one of the champions for the supplement industry, Orrin Hatch, senator out of Utah, and the Alliance for Natural Health as well. All in one blow. It's like, you know, they're going three for one here. Don, the New York Times supplement. You know, what do they go after Hatch on? I mean, what has he ever done to them?
Well, they're insinuating that he has gone to bat to protect companies that are doing illegal activity, basically.
He's covered up for
companies that are doing things they're not supposed to.
Well, like the lazy cakes that Dick Durbin probably ate too many of. Is that, you know, which were, I don't think so.
I think the entire Congress has been eating lazy cakes.
Well, look, Orrin Hatch has got some interesting. He's a politician. He really is. But he's in a state in Utah that is like probably almost number one, if not number one, in dietary supplement manufacturers. A lot of companies come out of Utah. So he's become a champion because, let's be honest, he has gotten a lot of money from lobbyist groups or these companies to be a stalwart defender in Congress. I mean, I guess that's the way the game is played. We acknowledge that. And I guess because of that now, it's kind of come back to bite him from the mainstream media. It's trying to push things like Dick Durbin's bill, supplement attacks, supplement regulation bills, the DeShay thing, the Durbin bill. I mean, these are the things I think they're coming out. If I'm not mistaken, here's what I'm seeing with the Alliance for Natural Health release here is the reason for the attack. And they even claim the Alliance for Natural Health is a trade group. It's not a trade group. I can tell you they're far from a trade group. You want to know the trade group for the dietary supplement industry? Used to be called the Natural Nutritional Foods Association, one of the oldest, if you will, in the early 20th century.
NNFA.
Remember it. You do remember it. Then they decided, as they were getting bigger and bigger and more companies that were not necessarily from the industry, that were not necessarily food products, they decided, we'll rename ourselves. And they named themselves the Natural Products Association, the NPA. But they have sold out to companies that are pharmaceutical in such a degree, they have sold out to FDA regulators and regulations to the point of, you know, this is the old adage, with friends like the NPA, who needs enemies, right? Our own trade association has sold us out. And the ANH is one of those. It works with Jonathan Eamore, the FDA Dragon Slayer. You can tell why the New York Times is not happy, because we got strategies that are beating back the FDA. Not every turn, but certainly holding our own in this regard. And so went after the ANH.
If you remember, Robert, the ANH played a key role in defeating the McCain bill.
That's right. Yes, they did. In fact, the McCain, what do they call it, the food safety, whatever, it was a nonsense bill, completely, completely horrific and unneeded and unnecessary. And there goes to show you what a true small government Republican is. John McCain wanted more regulation, wanted to destroy business. So don't tell me Republicans are about small government. They're not. McCain is a classic example of that. Now, if you want access to natural health products, and if you think it's a normal consumer choice, you know, the pressure is not going to be coming from, the drug industry directly. I mean, indirectly, yes, but it's going to be the ability to lobby the regulators. And that's where they lobby the congressmen, the senators, to pass these outrageous or try to pass these outrageous bills. And the fact that they're not having as much success in the like they did in the past, Don, I think this is why they're going and pulling out the big guns. They go to the PR agencies, just like I was talking about earlier. They have them write up these news stories, and they make this stuff up. Make stuff up. I want to say another S word with this because that's what they're doing. And then the New York Times very happily prints it out and goes on the offensive to attack Orrin Hatch for what? I mean, look, there are things that I might say Orrin Hatch and I don't agree on. But on this, no. Why do you attack him on this? For defending, you know, one of the few industries that actually is responsible, that actually is resulting in better health for the American people, is not resulting in massive deaths or even one death of the American people? you know, the economy's tanking and they're going after Hatch for defending companies that produce dietary supplements? Come on. I mean, well, let's just shoot the rest of the American economy and put it out of its misery now, New York Times, if that's the way you feel.
Yeah. Well, one of the examples that they use is this company called it's X-A-N-G-O. I guess it's Zango.
Zango juice.
Zango juice.
Yep, yep.
And they were saying that the Zango juice company is quoted as having thanked Senator Hatch for helping their exotic fruit juice business operate without excessive intrusion from Washington. And I'm thinking, well, that's a good thing.
Huh.
I mean, should there be any excessive intrusion from Washington? Yeah, well, I mean, we have already got excessive intrusion from Washington in every other aspect of our lives, and
sure,
we don't want that. And a business should be able to operate without excessive intrusion from Washington. But what this does is, because they thanked him publicly and it's on record, they're insinuating that Hatch was helping the company engage in questionable business practices, when in reality, you know, that's not true. He hasn't supported any illegal actions from the industry,
right,
legislatively or otherwise.
Yeah, and how many people are – listen, I have yet to hear of the case of Zango juice resulting in the injury of even one person.
Yeah, how many deaths of
– Right. I mean, the name is kind
of
weird.
Side effects of Zango juice are?
Well, I think the reason is it comes from the planet Zango, and we don't have a treaty with them to import Zango juice from planet Zango. So, yeah, again, this is an absolute ridiculous, you know, overreaction to something that is not a real problem. But, you know, that any senator or congressman would fight to limit excessive or eliminate excessive regulation and intrusion by government, that should be applauded. I mean, that should be lauded at this point.
Well, yes, and it is applauded and lauded, but not by government. And that's I think, you know, I'll bet you if we followed the trail, if the trail was easy to follow,
yeah,
in this situation of where this attack is coming from, I'm sure it leads to somewhere back up to the top where, you know, Robert, they're always looking for ways to try
it's
and
New York Times. It's
sure.
Probably Nobel Prize winning economist Keynesian Paul Krugman. He's behind this. He's right. Part of that nanny statement.
Or Dick Durbin. Who knows? Dick Durbin might have something to do with this, too.
But it's, you know, as they say, a familiar paternalistic tone from the elitist scum at New York Times. We know what's best for you, particularly in referring to natural health products as niche industries or parochial programs. In fact, over 50% of Americans use supplements, so it's hardly a niche interest. Like, you know, these small segments where you find, well, there are surfers that are into, I don't know, a special kind of sticker. I mean, that's a niche thing, right? That not a lot of people do that. But right. You talk about supplements, half of America. That's not a small, tiny little niche that we have to regulate because we are the nanny state and we know better than you.
Well, and, you know, 50% of Americans using supplements is a threat. You know, big pharma is already sweating bullets.
Yeah.
And so if there's some way that they can try and put a stranglehold on the supplement industry, they're going to do it. And in this article, they're propping up the already failed McCain bill.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I mean, New York Times was not a supporter of McCain during the presidential run, you know, when McCain was going. Yeah, they didn't want McCain in there. But now that he's like, well, he's got a law to protect consumers, but really all it would do is restrict our access to natural health products. There's not enough of that going on. Come on,
right? And the bill failed.
Yeah,
yet
it did.
They're crying in their organic beer.
Yes,
because it failed. So I don't know. This is obviously just a hit piece,
right?
That was focused on the big guns of the supplement industry, which, you know, we're lucky to have the ones that are out there.
Well, let's go through three of these problems with the New York Times piece that are listed here at the ANH website. It suggested that McCain backed off of his own bill because he was concerned about the damage to his campaign from a highly motivated industry. But industry didn't rally consumers. It was the Robert Scott Bell Show that did it.
That's right. We did
that. Come on.
Patting myself on the back here.
Because literally, as I said, the NPA, the trade group for the industry, didn't do squat. They don't do squat anymore. They're like, FDA, come on in, regulate us.
And
we'll
that's
be
a
nice.
Shame because we used to do stuff with NNFA back in the day.
Well, it's degraded.
They did some good things.
Ever since Deshae passed, it's gotten to become – they've been co-opted and corrupted right up from the former CEO or whatever the guy was, Sekman there. And, you know, these are weaselly people who just love to lobby, and they'll lobby for anybody who pays them. But it was a grassroots, self-motivated opposition – you know, Natural News, Robert Scott Bell Show, other health shows. We're the ones that, launched that and let it rip. And, of course, it backed McCain into a corner because even his Senate bid, remember his Senate bid, he was getting a major challenge in the Republican primary, and he almost lost that. If he didn't drop it, he would have lost it. So they're trying to say, well, the industry did it. The people did it. Oh, they don't like populism now in the New York Times? No, they don't like the people, the peasants. No, they shouldn't know. We know better. Well, it also implicitly, the New York Times piece criticizes current legislation for not requiring supplements to be subject to the FDA drug approval process. Why the frickin' frack do we need approval for substances that are not killing anybody?
And they're natural. Yeah. You know, that's the thing. It's they're food. Natural substances. You know, it's they're not these synthetic laboratory mad scientist
they're
things that are already
medicines.
Out there that the FDA is approving.
They're not patent medicines, and without patent protection, you would never get their money back. Oh, of course, they ignore that. You know, I'm not a violent guy, but I want to slap somebody at the New York Times around. Slap them silly. I don't think it'll help. It'll make me feel a little better.
Now, I'll tell you what, Robert. This third detail here that the ANH brings out about the article is probably the most interesting of the three.
Yeah, because they claim that in the last 2 years, and this is news to all of us if this is true, just in the last 2 years, 2,292 serious illnesses, including 33 that were fatal, were reported by consumers of supposedly harmless nutritional supplements, according to federal records. That's what the New York Times is saying. And what did the ANH do? They contacted the New York Times and asked, well, where did this come from? Because we've not seen it. We've investigated. The Poison Control Center data says it's the big goose egg. And they told us that the New York Times said this. An unnamed source within the FDA had given them these figures by phone. This is a great source. No such figures are available anywhere on the FDA's web. Do you think that if that was really the case, wouldn't that be front page frickin' news every day in every mainstream news media outlet? Because then they'd have the ammo Dick Durbin wants so desperately to ban supplements.
An unnamed source within the FDA gave them the figures by phone. That's all they needed?
Yes.
They don't need to verify these figures. It's the New York Times.
That's why people read.
They're one of the biggest news periodicals out there.
Yeah.
And they go on an unnamed source within the FDA that gave them the figures by phone.
Yeah, well, we should give them the finger right here and now.
I think the New York Times has become the National Enquirer.
They have. They're so bankrupt. They are not going to last much longer. People are turning over. They're reading Natural News, not the New York Times. They're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. And this is the kind of thing. Like, the hats off to the ANH for pushing this issue. It doesn't exist. Yeah. This source doesn't exist. This is completely made up. They make stuff up. They're making it up.
Careful now. Careful.
Yeah, I know. I was careful. Remember the big goose egg, zero deaths anyway. Well, you know, this is the kind of stuff we got to cover. And I've got the link up to the ANH through Natural News Radio. If you get your daily updates or if you go to robertscottbell.com, it's included in today's news notes on my blog. And, of course, if you have any comments or questions, 866-939-2355, 866-939-BELL. Thank you for standing up for health, freedom, and liberty. And we've got one more opportunity to do so today. And, Don, I think we'll do it.
Sounds good to me.
All right. We'll be right back after this.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hi, this is the Health Ranger here inviting you to check out the Natural News Store. Yes, we have an amazing store offering superfoods and other healthy food items, including kitchen appliances like Vitamix blenders and food dehydrators, nut milk bags, lots of things for anyone who's interested in leading a healthier lifestyle. And here's another cool part about it. Because we have such a huge reach, millions of people a month that we're reaching who follow Natural News, we're able to get huge discounts on some really high-end superfoods and nutritional products. We offer those at ridiculously good prices on our specials page. You can find that right now at store.naturalnews.com. Just go to store.naturalnews.com and you'll see the current specials link on the left-hand column right at the top there. Click on that. You can check out the current specials. We've got superfoods at prices that are often 40 or 50% off. Check it all out at store.naturalnews.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes, call me. Call the Robert Scott Bell Show at 866-939-2355, 866-939-BELL. We'll try to get your question answered on the air. If you have it or comment on the air, we can't get to everybody, but I appreciate everybody trying. And in fact, Don, we have a call right now that had just recently come through. Go ahead and play that.
All righty.
Hi, Robert. I got kind of a semi-emergency coming up. I've had external hemorrhoids for the last 25, 30 years. I just take a laxative to, you know, so I can pass it. Well, here recently, it looks like I've got protrusion, and if you give me some advice and kind of freaking me out, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Dude, Don, hemorrhoid for 20-some-odd years? Now it's an emergency.
Ouch.
Yeah, I mean, come on, how do you put up with something that like that for that long? Anybody that's had hemorrhoids, I mean, there are a kind that are internal that you may not even notice unless there's bleeding associated with it, and they're external, which can be very painful because of the pressure of the the vein outside in that area. And I don't mean it's an indelicate topic. There's no way around it. As he says, there's a protrusion. Now, we don't know if he's talking about a fistula or something very serious here, and he's kind of freaking me out because he's calling it, and I don't know exactly what's happening there. But suffice it to say, in hemorrhoids, I mean, stress plays a major role in their creation. But remember, we talk about the vascular elasticity and integrity. And what is the key mineral associated with that? And it always comes back to the trace mineral silica or silicon. And it's been basically refined out of so many foods. So whoever you are, caller, I didn't catch your name, but really increase your silica levels. Remember, we had Chris Barr on recently. He said, take the silica challenge. Take 12 a day of the Alta Health Silica product, 12 a day, which is around 5,000 milligrams a day, and you will start to see a strengthening of the vascular system, and that includes the venous system that is kind of weakened to the point where it's protruding at this level. Now, if you're dealing with something that's been that way for years, sometimes there'll have to be, unfortunately, forms of surgical or semi-interventionist surgical interventions. There are banding procedures now that are existing. But they do carry risks because it's an innervated area, and some people, after they have the band placed on it and the hemorrhoid goes away, they actually lose certain sensations that brings up some problematic issues if you don't know that you have to go, all right? I don't want to get to, again, indelicate when the nervous system is not communicating
you
with
you. You did that very well.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, it's hard to cover sometimes these topics, and you're like, oh, God, that's gross. Don't talk about that, Robert. But, hey, this is a health show occasionally, is it not, Don? And we get questions like this. Now, in addition to restoring integrity of the vascular system, we've got to reduce inflammation. Now, of course, the topicals from allopathic medicine often will involve steroidal creams, different things that shrink, if you will, these hemorrhoids. You may want that intervention. I'm not advocating it, but I understand why people would in a panic situation if it's very, it's a serious, a lot of pain situation. There are, however, some topical ointments available that are homeopathic. Some are petrolatum-based. Some are more cleaner cream bases that you can use. So it's not all about preparation H. They're actually in the health food store. Go check it out. There are a number of homeopathic and herbal options that can be done topically. There are a few interesting remedies in homeopathy, and I'll read a few of them for you, or just let you in on them. I'll probably have to list them Don, remind me. We'll have them in the notes, actually, yeah. So you can see if the remedies that you have, if you buy one, that it has some of these key remedies in there that will also be important in dealing with hemorrhoids. So depending on what kind they are, this will determine which remedies you may or may not need. But the most common one is Aeschylus. If I use the long term, Aeschylus, I think hippocastinum, but Aeschylus, if you'll see it, it's spelled A-E-S-C-U-L-U-S, homeopathic Aeschylus. Now, there's another one called Ratania, R-A-T-A-N-H-I-A. Also, if there's a lot of burning and pain associated with it, I would always use Arsenicum album, which is homeopathic arsenic. It's not dangerous. It's not toxic. It's homeopathic. There's also Colinsonia, C-O-L-L-I-N, if, like the name Colin, but Colinsonia, S-O-N-I-A. And for intense nerve pain associated with the external hemorrhoids, we would also use Hypericum, which is St. John's wort in homeopathic form, Hypericum perforatum. And there are topical ointments of Hypericum that will reduce some of the pain and sensitivity locally, naturally, without resorting to a drug. Another great remedy is Podophyllum, P-O-D-O. It's like, what is it? No, not Frodophyllum. I was just thinking of that. What's those movies?
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings. Yeah, because they'll put a ring around your hemorrhoid there. But no, Podophyllum, yes. Not Frodophyllum. That's a different remedy altogether. P-O-D-O-P-H-Y-L-L-U-M, Podophyllum. And also Hamamelis, H-A-M-M-A-M-E-L-I-S, I believe, Hamamelis. So I've listed a lot of Latin name remedies. If you want to know what they are, I'll list them out in my show notes today. And, of course, with hemorrhoids, stress is the big issue here. You'll notice these flare-ups come about. Now, the external ones typically are painful. They may or may not come with bleeding. The internal, usually you'll see a lot of blood. If it's red arterial, fresh blood, you'll know it's very local. If you have bleeding higher up in the gastrointestinal tract, particularly in the stomach, like ulcers, you may have black tar-like of you. And, again, I apologize for being gross here, but that would more or less indicate that the bleeding is higher up in the gastrointestinal tract if it's kind of a darkish, even blackish. But if the blood is red, you know it's right there in the rectum, close to the area where the hemorrhoids are prevalent. Oh, and I can't forget the most important remedy to stop bleeding homeopathically. It's not like putting on a compress. It works energetically, metabolically. It's phosphorus. P-H-O-S-P-H-O-R-U-S. Phosphorus is also something that can help reduce inflammation. Obviously, if this guy's in a crisis, whoever you are, get on the stuff immediately. But, we don't want to go into a situation if you are bleeding profusely. That's another story altogether. It might require. That's where allopathic intervention is legitimate and warranted. Well, I suppose, Don, that's an appropriate place to end the show today.
End?
Yes. Right at the bottom.
Yes, Robert, you've brilliantly done your duty.
The bottom sizer that we talked about, the exercise bottom sizer for all of us sitting on our bums, and that's another issue. Exercise also is very good if you're sitting and there's a lot of pressure. Now, I didn't mean to go back into it, but just these things come back to me, and we're almost out of time. Oh, my goodness. How are we going to do justice to all those people that need help out there? Well,
good show today, Robert.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
A lot of good information.
A lot of great stuff. Thank you, Don, as always, for being the wonderful, super extraordinary PhD producer doctor that you are now.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, hanging out with me long enough, and now I can turn it over to you to wrap this thing up. And remember, you see, tomorrow's show, we get into the Healing Revolution Friday. It's going to be fun. We've got Dr. Frank King, of course, scheduled with King Bio. And guess who's coming back, Don? We got one of my favorite double dangerous medical doctor, naturopathic doctor, combination, absolute sweetheart, Dr. Carolyn Dean's planning on coming back with us on the Healing Revolution Friday tomorrow. Well, that'd be cool.
Nice. You do not want to miss that one.
No. Well, take us out. End the show for us.
I get to do it. All right.
You've earned it.
I suppose I'm supposed to say something like, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Dr. Teresa Dale here with an urgent message for you. Are you seeking a natural solution for hormone balance? Do you now use any hormone replacement? Do you suffer from menopause or low T? Do you want results using safe, natural, and trusted products? We have thousands of test results proving the efficacy of our products.
I created a proven homeopathic system and the only 5-element saliva test in the world used by thousands of health providers and now available to you. Did you know there are side effects to using bioidentical hormones in any HRT? Don't wait. Get my 5-element saliva test and get your hormones balanced. Don't risk cancer and other side effects. Call us. 800-219-1261. That's 800-219-1261. Or visit naturalhealingpro.com.